الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just to understand the value of time and the value of the month of Ramadan, how valuable it is, a group of people were traveling and at nightfall and they lost their way. They landed up in a jungle, very, very dangerous jungle, wild animals, etc. The robbers, crooks made that their hideout in that jungle. They lost their way traveling, carrying their baggage also, their beddings, their bags. They came across a place where they saw shining stones, middle of the night, stones shining beautifully. So some of them decided to pick up some of the stones, that such beautiful stones. Others said that we are lost, why must we still pick up stones? Some picked up a few stones, some picked up more. Anyway, after that they carried on walking. Morning they came out at the village where they wanted to go. They were guided, they found their way. When they reached there, they explained to those people, we got lost at night in this jungle. They didn't know it's a dangerous jungle. So those people were amazed. You people, you got lost in that jungle and you came out safely. And you have reached here. They told them further that we saw the shining stones and some of us picked up, some of us didn't pick up. They told that those are the most valuable diamonds in the world. But nobody dares going there because of all the wild animals, etc. Very, very dangerous. And all the crooks and robbers also left, worse than animals also, these people. And they lived there, they made it their hideout. So those people who picked up five stones, will he be, now that he realizes these were diamonds, will he be happy or sad? And a person who picked up 20, 50 stones, and a person who didn't pick up, how sad won't he be? So just like that, we are going through this dunya, which is full of robbers. Shaitan and nafs are here with us. And Ramadan, all the different explanations of which shayateen are chained, and the others who are still here, our nafs in any case is with us. The shaitan who trained us for 11 months, he made us his deputy. He may be chained, I won't be there. But you yourself are enough for yourself to mislead you. and then all the other temptations of this dunya all the time. And then we come across, like the month of Ramadan, we come across the time of Zulhijjah, the first and all the valuable times. And at that time now, those who can pick up the valuable stones, those who pick up 5, 10, for Qiyamah's day, when they realize what the value of it is, they will be also sorry. And those who picked up 50 and 100 will also be sorry. The day of Qiyamah, one of the days or names of the day of Qiyamah, Yawmul Hasra, the day of sorrow. No matter how much a person did, he will also be sorrowful. That what he could acquire in dunya, and especially when these wonderful occasions come, how much he could have acquired, and that he was negligent, and he did not pick up. So, and those who don't pick up at all, how sorrowful won't they be? So Allah has given us this great, great, wonderful occasion, the month of Ramadan. And this is a time when Allah Ta'ala, لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ. There are certain times that Allah's breezes blow. And that wonderful wind of Allah, when it blows, then it just turns the hearts also to the remembrance, to the obedience of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And a person feels it also. Especially when we are in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, all experience it. That sometimes you just feel that extra, and you that ecstasy, and you just want to be in the masjid all the time. You can feel it in the air of Medina also. How wonderful those occasions are. So, فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. When those occasions come, present yourself. Open your heart for them. Don't close your heart. Don't be indifferent. Don't be negligent. Open your heart for those. So the month of Ramadan is also which is power packed. From the first, there's the sighting of the moon. In fact, before that, it is so power packed, and the whole month. So, and it is an occasion that we can just loot now. We can just fill up our coffers as much as we can. We shouldn't be doing anything else. We should just be filling up our coffers. What a beautiful example Maulana Abrarul Hattab Rahmatullah Ali gave, that if any government have to announce that all our Muslim citizens in the month of Ramadan, we will giving them money printing machines. And it will work just when the moon is certified that it has been sighted, that it is Ramadan. Then it will start working, it will operate. And it will only work till the time the moon is certified that it has been sighted for Eid now. Only that time. And you can yourself set it at whatever denomination you want to. 10 rand notes, 20, 50, 100, 200, whatever. Some countries 500, 1000, 10,000, whatever the notes are. Naturally, everyone will put it at the highest denomination. Nobody will put it at the smallest. And it works, but it's not an automatic machine. You just press a button and now it will just print with your hand. It's a hand machine. You have to turn it all the time. And all the money that you will make is 100% legal for you. No questions from the receiver, anything. And pure money. And it is for, and as much as you want to. Nobody will sleep by day or night. Nobody will have time for samosas and bhajiyas also. All will just be turning it all the time. And to print all that 200 notes all the time. So we find the month of Ramadan is that month. That Allah Ta'ala has made it so precious. And consequently we see those people who realize it. This great machine. What is 200 rand? Even if you print 20 billion rand and 20 trillion on 200 trillion rand, whatever, it is absolutely nothing. But this year, what we will gain, it's full currency for this dunya also. Our sawab, the full benefits we get in dunya also. And then at the time of maut, it's a wonderful walk into paradise. And how wonderfully you will go. Welcomed you will be. And when you go into your qabr, you'll be so happy. You'll enjoy it so much. Your stay in the qabr will be nam ka nawmatil urus. Like couples, the first night, they don't know where the night got finished. And the night was too short. how this night just passed. Like that, the whole life of the qabr, 5,000 years, 10,000 years, it will just pass so fastly. And then on the day of Qiyamah, these people will be strolling around and sitting on mounds of valuable musk and valuable things. They will have no worry whatsoever. We see at the immigration of any airport, you usually see notices there, that country citizens, South African citizens, they must go this side. Foreign citizens go there. Those who require visas, another. Those who don't require visas, another place. Diplomats somewhere else, another. And people, aided invalids, people who need help, for them another counter. But we see amongst them all, there are those people, you just see them coming in and out. They just show a tag and they pass through. They got no restriction. They don't have to, they're not restricted to any of those counters. They can go through any counter. Like that Allah make us on the day of Qiyamah. So this is the occasion that we can become those special people. They are the officials who are working. Even if they are the cleaners, they just show their tag and they in and out. They don't have to show anything. So like that, those people will appreciate these moments. Then on Qiyamah, they also no worry. They don't have to look for any counter. They are in and out and they will just be enjoying. This is the occasion Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. O you who believe, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. This is a very special address. And Allah make us that we appreciate it. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that this address was not given to any of the people of before. The Jews, the Christians, nobody else. The Jews were also the chosen people of Allah in their time. But they also were not given this. This is specific for the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we read, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, wherever we read, it comes 86 times in the Quran Sharif. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. At that time realize Allah is speaking to me. Directly Allah is speaking to me. And Allah is, so we should realize that honor. We shouldn't read Quran Sharif unmindfully. Every one of us, we're not hafiz, we're not alim, but ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, we all will know. And we come across it. It shouldn't be that we read it with unmindfulness. And in any case, the treasures of the Quran Sharif, they just keep on opening to a person. A person gets shocked. I'm reading Quran Sharif for 50 years. And alhamdulillah, I'm reading diligently quite a bit, whatever it is. But I never realized this ayat was here. I missed it all the time. And what the purport and the intent of that ayat, the details of it, this Allah opens. And there's no end to it. And a person can put his whole life in the Quran Sharif till mort. He can never explore. The treasures of the Quran are unlimited. 1400 years, over 1400 years, people are exploring the Quran Sharif and its treasures have not, they haven't got finished. They're still just coming out all the time. What treasures Allah has put in the Quran Sharif. So this is a time that when we read, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, realize Allah is speaking to me. And then Allah has said, you have got iman. So already half your work is done. That the purpose is to become the wali, the friend of Allah. And half your work is done, the next half is only to acquire taqwa. Like a person who wants to marry a woman. I remember when I was a small boy, we were helping in one shop, small working, part-time, after school, etc. There was one person, he has passed away, Allah grant all jannah. He was a bit mentally some affected, so always he used to say, I'm going to marry Queen Elizabeth. People should make a joke out of him, etc. So, there are many people that I'm going to marry this woman, I'm going to marry that woman. And so somebody asked him that how far have you got? You're so determined, you're so sure you're going to marry Queen Elizabeth. So how far have you reached? He said, half the work is done. They were surprised that you are ordinary like a peasant, a slave working on a farm. And he says he's going to marry the queen or the princess or somebody. And he says, half my work, how far is it? He says, I'm ready. It's only she must get ready. Yeah, so half the work is done already. So, yeah, definitely, when Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, to become the real close friends of Allah, half of your work is done when Allah is telling you. Who will read Quran Sharif? Muslims will read, non-Muslims. They may be studying or for their agendas, etc. But who reads Quran? And who will read more Quran Sharif? Muslims people. So Allah is telling you, you have got Iman already. Allah is addressing you. And Allah has addressed you so many places in the Quran that you are the people of Iman. So half of your work is done. Now only the other half, ittaqullah. Acquire taqwa. That is all. Then your full work is done. Whether you're going to marry the queen and the princess, that is just a fairy tale. But yeah, it's a reality that you just have to acquire taqwa. And for that taqwa, Allah made it so easy. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayh, told our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, rahimahumullah, you to taqwa bahut mushkil hai. Very hard to acquire taqwa. But Allah made it easy. Allah said, "Ukunu ma as-sadiqin." Just be with the sadiqin, with the truthful people. Just be with them. And then Allah makes it very easy. It's not difficult at all. A huge, difficult task. To become a hafiz is so difficult. How many of us? Many of us. We get that jazba in Ramadan. Even if we are now 30, 40, 60 years old. And we start on our own also. We are shy to tell somebody. And we start on our own. But it's a two-day thing. And then it's forgotten again. 2 weeks perhaps we carry on. But you go into the environment. Go and join a hifz class. And now you enroll there now. Now the ustad knows you are my responsibility. If you don't come, he's going to ask, why didn't he come? The ustad is going to mark the register every day. Now when you are in that environment, now children are getting up before Fajr for Fajr classes. They are there Fajr time. After that, they are doing all the whole day's work. They back in the afternoon. They back at night again. When you're in that environment, so Allah says, just kunuma sadiqin. Just be in that environment. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained this so beautifully with a practical example that you are living in a place where it's very hot, temperatures up to 50, 52, 55 degrees, where you open your cold water tap and it comes out like almost boiling water. A hot, long rosas, 20-hour rosas there. And you are a poor person. You haven't got a fridge also. And now when you open your rosa with that water from the tap, which is like boiling water, with that you have to open your rosa. The whole day, you have 20 hours you weren't having anything. And when you open your rosa, that boiling water. So what you do, your neighbor is a rich man. He has got a fridge. So about 11 o'clock in the day, you tell him, my one glass of water, this hot water, please just put it in one corner in your fridge. Just make some place and just keep it there. And I'll collect it 5 minutes before iftari time. 5 minutes before iftari, you go and collect that water. Now when you open your rosa, that cold water, after keeping rosa for 20 days, and you are thirsty, you are dehydrated, how won't you enjoy that water? And not one glass, you can drink 10 glasses of water at that time. So, and Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that water, that person just put it in his fridge. He didn't give any bayan to the water. And he didn't ask the water to make any mujahada, any effort also, nothing. So easy that just it stayed in the company. The water is like a dead thing. It hasn't got life. There is life, but so little that we don't regard it as life. The fridge is a dead thing. Also no life. A dead thing, staying in a dead thing. And just for a couple of hours, and it makes it so that when this person, one sip of that water, and subhanallah, alhamdulillah, mashallah, how he enjoys it. Just like that, if we also, we just stay in the company of the sadiqeen. And just stay. Kunu. Yeah, is, you know, it's nothing that you have to make any mujahada, that you have to make any effort. All that is part of it. We have to do that. Some people, whenever we listen bayans also, anything, even when we're making bayans, sometimes you are making bayans on unity. So you will explain everything, the great virtues of unity. But you didn't mention that unity is not with the batil, with falsehood. Now somebody uses all that. Manana made this bayan. Unity is so important. Family ties so important. Everything to stay with peace and harmony with everyone. But now you're applying it to the wrong place. So don't apply it to the wrong place. It must be applied to the right place also. So just like that, this kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, that you just stay. Now some of our brothers, we feel, we came to the khanqa, now we don't have to make any ibadah, any mujahada. Just be here, that's all. That will be suffice. That is the limit, the lowest, which is billions of times better than not being here. And being here and doing what we have to do, that is billions of times better than being here and just being here. Just being here is also very valuable. In fact, like for dhikr we said, many of us, we sleep away also in the dhikr. Even that sleeping away is better than not being there. Though you are just sleeping, but you make dhikr and you are awake is so much better. And making dhikr and you are unmindful, you are awake, that is very valuable. But making dhikr with concentration, that is again so much more valuable. And there is no limit the different types of muraqabah, the thoughts we can have when we are making dhikr. And the same dhikr, two brothers sitting together. Yesterday my dhikr and today is my dhikr. Today with all the proper making it better is billion times better than my yesterday's dhikr. And we have to improve all the time. And then a person realizes as he goes on, what was my life? Though you are making zikr, you are making namaz. And that is a sign of our namazes becoming better. When we realize, whole life I was making namaz, but I didn't make namaz. I was in jahalat all the time. What kind of namaz, what kind of wuzu I made? But you tried your best. But as you're improving, you will see that when you look back, I wasted my life. I wasted my time. And this was the istighfar of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't commit any guna anywhere. But Allah gave him all the time. So much Allah increased him. As he looked at the back, then he felt he made istighfar. That what was my condition before. But all the time he was just progressing. So in the same way, that when we are in the khanqa also, do what we have to do. But in any case, if we are just there also, very beneficial. That water, no mujahada it made. It didn't listen to any bayan, nothing. It was just there and it became so cold. The same way if we spend our time correctly and then we go home, for example, and the wife and she sees us now when deen came into us, the correct effect of kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, she will say, Subhanallah. That my husband, what was he before? Before he enters the house, he's shouting and screaming. And no salam also. Finding fault with everything. This is not right. That, you didn't do this. You didn't do that. How much I tell you, whole life you don't listen. But now he's like a lamb. Sweet lamb. He's like a farishta, like an angel. She herself will tell all her friends also, send your husband to go in the khanqa. That they just say how he became. That is the skunu ma'asa. That one sip, that person, the water he hasn't sipped, but the coldness he's feeling already. And he's saying, Subhanallah. A person, for example, he wants to come here, he's not getting off from work. Work is not allowing him. But somehow he arranges everything. He has got some people are sick. Mother is sick. Whoever is sick at home. He has to attend to them also. But he makes the arrangements. He comes and we spend our time correctly. And deen comes into our life. Now when we go, for example, back to work again. The boss wasn't giving off. But now when this qualities came into us, the boss will tell all the other workers, I'll pay for you, but you people also go. And you also, when deen will come into us, this is kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Then see the difference. Not that we get some titles here. No niyat of khilafat. That I came here, I'm going to get khilafat or something. No, just that I become a servant, a slave of Allah. And in the correct sense of it, wherever you go, who you will deal with, people will say, what a person. Just you spend a few minutes by somebody. You just went in a shop and you bought. They will also be impressed. This is somebody else. You can see the aura around him. He is just a different person. So this is that kunu. Just stay in that fridge. And just stay there and see the qualities Allah Ta'ala will bless a person. So this is what was come into us. And then, so it is very, very easy. And Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. I don't say I'm pak, I won't commit gunas. I'm very pure. No, temptations are there. If it's money temptations, you are dealing with money, no matter who it is, no matter how many balance and checks there can be, a person wants to, he can embezzle funds. Easily he can do it. And he won't be caught also. Eventually everyone gets caught. Immediately you won't get caught. It's a matter of woman also, that me, when it comes to woman matters, I'm like a dead stick. I don't have any feelings for woman. That person is the most dangerous. That's why Sharia, in fact our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, those who say, I don't get affected with women, I speak to them, I don't get any bad ideas, that person is actually objecting to Allah Ta'ala. That why did you make the laws of parda? Don't mix with women. Don't you know I'm a person, I don't do anything wrong. So in fact Allah didn't know you. But every person, there is nobody. Shaitan says, if Junaid Baghdadi and Rabia Basariya, if I get them in one room, I will get them also involved in guna. People of that caliber and that status, then Shaitan won't leave anyone. So a person must be very careful all the time. So there's gunas, wama ubarri o nafsi. I say that, I don't say Yusuf alayhi salam. What a Nabi who passed the test when Zulaikha tempted him. And 100% he passed that test. Not a little bit of inclination also. How? But he also says, I don't say only illa ma rahima rabbi. Only whom ma rahima. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained from Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali of Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani. Ma, that ma is ma'i zarfiyah. That when who Allah shows His mercy, the place of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It is waqtiya, makaniya, that the place and the time of it and the work that has to be done. A person who is in there, Allah will save that person. So the month of Ramadan is the time that Allah has given us. Power packed. Our whole life Allah has made it. You can gain Allah Ta'ala. And then the place, we are here in the masjid, those who have come for itikaf, all of us, we frequent the masjid moreover in Ramadan, 5 times a day. We try and spend more time. And how fortunate those brothers who have come, and so to say, parau dala. Like you go to somebody and you say that I'm here, I'm just staying here. I'm not taking the name of going from here. And that is what Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, the true mu'taqif. That when he comes, that now he's just here. And Ya Allah, till I don't achieve my object, I'm not leaving from here. That is, I've come here and maine to parao dal diya. I'm just staying here and I'm not leaving here till I don't get my objective. I don't find you. So Allah gave us the time also, the month of Ramadan. The place also. And Allah made every masjid a mu'takaf. A place where we can make i'tikaf. Whether we are making full sunnat i'tikaf, whether we are making i'tikaf just for example, now we came for the program. All of us, we make the niyat. Every namaz time we make niyat of i'tikaf. So that also. Then the amal which are to be done. That also Allah has given us. And the greatest and the most beneficial. And all the amal also are power packed. To the power of not 70 only, how much it is power packed. The month of Ramadan, a nafal becomes the value of a farad. A farad becomes the value of 70 farad. The day of Jumu'ah, according to some riwayat, ma'amal, the power is gone another 70. Jumu'ah in Ramadan. Ramadan it is 70. Another 70. You made miswak, another 70, the value is gone of your namaz. so much we can, it is just so in our way, blown out of proportion. We can't imagine how much Allah is giving. So the time also, we have got this great month, and it's only already almost 3 days are finished. Really, we should think only 27 and have to do so much. A person who got late to reach the airport, for whatever reason, there was some traffic jam, an accident took place or whatever, and you reach late, you just managed to check in. They checked you in, they just managed, and they told you, rush, the gates for boarding gates are closing in 10 minutes time. And the distance you have to cover takes 15 minutes. You 15 minutes to reach there, and you only got 10 minutes. On your way, your little child sees a PlayStation and wants to play at the PlayStation. And you pull the child and drag him. Your wife says, what's wrong with you? The child wants to play. Let him play. Oh, you're stopping. You are so draconian. And you are so strict. And you are so hard. Let him play. You are extreme. What's wrong if a child wants to play? You're short of 5 minutes. And not only 5 minutes, you have to be there by 10 minutes. You're short of 7-8 minutes. And now the child, and we are short of, our Ramadan is getting finished. And we still got time to pass time. And we still got time to take it easy, to talk with people, etc. How the buzurgs guarded their time. In the Salat Kanat al-Mu'minina, Kitabam Mawquta. Namaz times are fixed for us. A person when he's going for namaz, and even if he's coming to reach namaz by masjid, by adhan time, he hasn't got time because he has to do so many things. And somebody wants to engage him in some futile talk, in some just dunya's talk. How that person feels, I have to reach there. Our time of Ramadan is very limited. So Allah has given us the best time, the month of Ramadan. The best place, the masjid. And if we go to Haramain Sharifain, mashallah, what to say? But that is also if we can apply ourselves. With all the photo taking now, the videoing all the time. And even I think I'm more pious, now I'm criticizing them. I too, Rabia Basariya was asked that how is it to criticize and make baddua for shaitan? She said, I will prefer to read Subhanallah in that time. Not even engage in that. And the real essence to some people, they had a complaint of our Jalsa now that some of the speakers didn't speak on this topic, the subject that was given to them. But all of them spoke. When they're speaking of connection with Allah, that is the real solution. Then there is no time. There is the real positive solution. Then all the negative things you don't even have to speak. You just connect them with Allah, so they themselves will now stop other people. And they themselves will be engaged. That is the major thing. So Allah has given us. So Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, my dear and close friends, ittaqullah. Acquire taqwa. Your full work will be done. Half of your work is done. You have got iman. And your other half will be done. And you'll become my friend. Also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say that Allah has stretched his hand of friendship to us. Imagine if the president of the country has to come to us and tell us, I want to become your friend. Or the mayor of the town, or just our ward counselor. And he comes to us and he says, I want to become your friend. Yeah, Allah, the Most High, the Greatest. The whole world together, from beginning of Adam alayhi salam till the end, nobody can come anywhere near the greatness of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah, the generosity of Allah. And Allah is saying, I want to become your friend. Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, is telling that you have got iman. Now I want you just to acquire taqwa. The other half do that. And to do it also, Allah made it easy. Kunu masadiqin. The lowest level, Allah said, and you'll reach the highest. And in that, if you do all the other things what you have to do, then where won't you reach? So, kunu masadiqin. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Again, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, the close friends of Allah. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Rozas have been made faraz on you. Who made it faraz? Nobody has fat Allah. But Allah didn't say, Katab Allahu alaykum as-siyam. Allah has made rozas for us. Roza is strenuous. Your dear thing, your food you have to give up. Your sleep you have to get up, make 20 rakats extra tarawih. Then you have to get up again for sehri. So your sleep also, and those are dear to you. So Allah didn't want any, love of with Allah must not be tainted in any way. So Allah didn't say, I made rozas for us. You'll think, my Allah who is so merciful, He made rozas, He made it hard for me. So Allah says, rozas have been made for us. So then you can accept it psychologically that it, that rozas have been made. Then Allah made it more easier. Kama kutiba alladhina min qablikum. Don't think you are singled out with rozas. That only this ummah you have to keep rozas. No, the other ummahs also kept rozas. And they in fact kept rozas of keeping quiet. Inni nazartu lirrahmani sawma. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَا. That today no talking with anyone. Roza of not talking. Many other types of rozas also people have kept in the past. You are also asked to keep that roza just to abstain from three things. Your eating, your drinking, and your sexual desires. Don't fulfill them. So you just keep that roza. And this has been done all. And all that kutib kama kutib عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Then Allah said, to get a great, great prize. It is a bit strenuous, but a great, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That, yeah, you have got iman, now just acquire the taqwa. The month of Ramadan, it's galore. It's freely available. It's just there for the taking. You don't have to really make an effort to acquire this taqwa. Just become the glass and be in the fridge. And more than that, if you do, and you add some ruhi abza in that water, or you add some, we'll make it a wonderful sweet drink, and you make it some wonderful lemon drink, lemon grass you add in there, some little sugar, now that water you drink. So make our effort, this is the month of Ramadan. And now when you drink that glass of the love of Allah, the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala, how won't you enjoy it? And it will make you such, everyone will admire you. Farishtas will admire you. Your wife will admire you. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, one time when he came and he was leaving, he said that all my khalifas who I've given permission, if they don't get a NOC, non-objection certificate from their wife, that I got no objection of my wife. How my husband, or my wife got no objection of me. How I keep my wife, she's very happy. Those who don't get that NOC, I will take their khilafat back. You must pass the test by your wife. Then Hazrat also said, nobody will get it. Which wife is going to give her husband that you keep me very nice? But in fact, just go and needle your wife a little bit. Even without needling her, you don't need it. But if you just needle her, you know you what you do. And she'll start with your whole history. Before your marriage, she will start. Your mother should say this about you, and your father, and your friends told me this about you, and your whole history will come out, and you'll get your report. So anyway, if a person spends his Ramadan properly, Allah Ta'ala will make him, the farishtas will make dua for you when you are standing up, when you are sitting down, when you enter your house, when you are coming out of your house, you stand for your namaz and farishtas are making dua for you. You are sitting in your namaz and farishtas are making. This occasion Allah has given us. So Allah Ta'ala says, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Just acquire this quality of taqwa, to stay away from the disobedience of Allah, to have the fear of Allah. And in fact, Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, that person who stays away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala in the fear of Allah is a very low level. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah in the love of Allah. That my Allah who is so kind, He gave me my eyes. One person says, I opened two great gifts this morning, my two eyes. We don't realize. If we get some other gift in an envelope, we get $10 to 200 red. Oh, mashallah. But these two gifts that we open in the morning, and we don't realize what a gift it is. That every morning, everyone is opening two special gifts from Allah Ta'ala. We open our eyes and we can see the Qudrat of it. Just Allah save us all. If that day have to come, I can't see Quran Sharif anymore. What will be our condition? We can't see Kaaba Sharif. We can't see Rauza-e Mubarak anymore. What will be our condition? What gifts Allah has given us? Allah has blessed us with endless gifts. No end to them. You can't make even muraqabah of one ni'mat of Allah. Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ تَعُدُّ is the plural. All of you together, from Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah, all of you get together, your big, big ulama, and your big, big scientists, and your big, big politicians, and whoever it can be, if you all said, if you want to count one ni'mat, in ta'uddu, ni'mat Allah, and one you don't count. One is one. If you tell somebody, go and count there, he says, there is one, there is nothing to count. When there is more, and in here also, ulama have written, where Allah said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allah didn't say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدْ. What a difference between wahid and ahad. Wahid, you have after that isnan also, and salat also. But ahad, there is nothing after it. You can't count after ahad. And so many other ahad, there is no masculine and feminine to it. Wahid, wahida. Qataltu rajulun wahidan. You not qataltu rajulun ahadan. I did not kill one person. Might have killed two people, three people. So what the oneness of Allah, what great, great gifts Allah Ta'ala has given us. So this is that month that Allah has blessed and opened the doors of His mercy. So وَإِن تَعُدُّ نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ one ni'mat لَن تُحْصُوهَا. You won't be able to encompass one ni'mat. One ni'mat, you open it, you'll see billions of ni'mats. Of that billions, one ni'mat, you open it, trillions ni'mat comes out. There is no end of one ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And whoever thinks of the mercies, the kindness of Allah, Allah, you gave me my two eyes. They are working properly. I haven't got cataract, motia. I don't see things different. I'm not cockeyed. I see things wrongly. And Allah, you gave that to me. I'm breathing properly. And my brains are in order. Allah Ta'ala save us all. How many people? You get a stroke on the brain, and your brain is not functioning anymore. A person who was an engineer, top engineer at Rolls Royce, when he meets up with an accident, he's now like not, his brains don't work like a 2-year-old child also. His brains are not functioning. Who was the top engineer of Rolls Royce? And now his brains are not functioning. Who kept us? So what are the ni'mat of Allah? وَإِن تَعُدُّ ni'mat Allah la tuhsuha. You cannot encompass them. There are so many. So Allah has given us His great, great ni'mat. So this is the time that Allah has given us. The time also is the month of Ramadan. What a shahru Ramadan. The month of Ramadan. Exclamation. Oh, what a month of Ramadan. Not as any other, the month of Ramadan. Allah give us all tawfiq to look forward to the month, to plan for it. No holidays we take to go to resorts in December. My holidays I'll take it in Ramadan. And my greatest resort, the house of Allah. I will make i'tikaf. Whether I make i'tikaf in my local masjid, whether I make i'tikaf in the Khanqah, whether I make i'tikaf in Haramain Sharifain, wherever it is, there I will spend. Allahu Akbar. How beautifully somebody has explained that all of us perhaps remember or we have some idea before when we had to park our cars on the road, then they were parking meters. And you put a 50-cent piece, for example, and you got parking time for 1 hour now. And if you didn't put that 50 cent, the traffic inspector comes and checks and he puts a ticket, a fine on your windscreen that you have to pay 100 rand. You went and say 50 rand, now you have to pay 100 rand. Penny wise, pound foolish. You went and save your 50 cents, your 1 rand, and now you have to pay 100 rand, 200 rand fine. So just like that, how many times a beggar comes or somebody, wherever there is opportunity of giving him 50 cents, 1 rand we don't give. Now the fine of it comes, you pay 20,000 rand. You pay 200,000 rand. And how you pay that? With your own hands Allah make you. You didn't give him, now Allah makes you to go voluntarily. You book your own hotel and a resort you book now. And now you are doing all your harm. Where you were staying at home, your namaz is 5 times in the masjid. and properly everything. Now you go to a resort, no namaz in the masjid. And no namaz with jamaat also. And namaz also last minute. And just shortcut namaz also. And your dressing also is not right. Now you have to pay a heavy fine. And you're doing it and you think you are achieving something. And now you are wasting time of people going for holidays in Ramadan also. And how can that be? Holiday, even if it's like a holiday, it's a time of ghaflat. It's a time of unmindfulness. Your kurta is gone on holiday. Your namazes are gone on holiday. Your tilawat of Quran is gone on holiday. And Allah made you pay it. You didn't give that poor person, or in a good cause you didn't spend. Allah makes you yourself. Not somebody came and robbed you. That's even more worse. And they robbed you. But you yourself are robbing yourself. One person once told me that one person in his shop, he was robbing himself in the shop. How can you rob yourself? Everything belongs to you if you are taking money from the shop. But when we spend it wrongly like this, you are robbing yourself of your own money. And how many of us wasting money? Unnecessary renovations of the house. This addition, that addition. All funny, funny things we are doing. And to us, and the worst, Allah says in the Quran Sharif, that wahum la yash'urun, wahum la yahtadun. They got no idea what they are doing. They are destroying themselves. So anyway, Allah has given this great month for us to benefit tremendously. And this is the month that we can get that closeness of Allah. And if we spend the month and we didn't pick up the diamonds which are here, and there is no diamond digging. Whether legal, illegal diamond digging, no diamond, it is, what on the ground, what you call that? Diamonds you just pick up like that. You don't even have to dig, you just have to pick them up. In the month of Ramadan, there is no digging also. No hard work also. The diamonds are just lying on the ground. Just a matter of picking them up. This is our occasion. And before we know what, announcement for Eid will be made already. And then we will be sorry. So don't be sorry. Let us wake up now. A person who is wake up doesn't need a wake up call. If you are in the hotel and you tell the reception, you give me a wake up call at this time. But if you already wake up, you don't need a wake up call. So don't wait for any wake up calls also. What are the wake up calls from Allah? Allah, you face an accident. Now you wake up. That I didn't appreciate my legs to walk to the masjid. Now I'm paralyzed. Now I can't walk anywhere anymore. You are walking to the wrong places. Allah, who He loves, He gives them this little bit punishment. We take it as a big problem. But Allah, now you can no more walk to the wrong places. So don't wait for the wake up call. Be wake up, and then you don't have to face an accident, and you don't have to become paralyzed or something. You don't have to lose your eyes looking at haram. Allah gave you these two gifts which you opened. And to look at haram, Allah gave us that. And it's just a matter of little bit effort also. And the enjoyment a person will get in not looking, he himself will be surprised. And this is from the hadith. And experience it yourself also. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, An-nazru sahmum min sihami iblis masmum. This eyes looking at wrong, at other women. And which woman? Filthy woman of the street. Who don't know any masala of paki na paki. They are in hair. They are filthy and dirty. They don't even know. They don't know when we are parked, when we are not parked. They're not even Muslim. Their heart is filled with dirt of kufr and shirk. All the dirt is filled in them. Just because of that outside they made, which is also filth and dirt. And who can see it clearly that it's only filth and dirt. It's no attraction in them. And their hearts are filled with dirt. Their bodies are filled. No istinja they make. And the woman, she's in her monthly, that dirty blood is coming out. Filthy blood is coming out. And attraction there, how blind is a person? He's not a seeing person at all. He's a real blind person. So a person who doesn't look, من النذر السحمم من سهام إبليس. And these are the poisonous, not only the arrows of Shaitan, the poisonous arrow. That filth and dirt appears so delicious to you. How poisonous isn't that arrow? How terrible isn't that poison? That you are looking, your mind is gone completely corrupt. And dirt and filth, you're looking at enjoyment. And worse than that, you got your halal wife at home. And she is Pak. And she knows masalas of Paki and Napaki, everything. No kufr in her heart. No shirk in her heart. Her heart is pure. Her body is pure. And she doesn't appeal to you. How wrong have you gone that the pure, clean, like you are invited, they put roast for you, halal, kurbani meat. Wonderful, pure, halal and tayyiban, roasted and spiced and done perfectly. Not half done, little bit, you can't chew it. Properly done, properly spiced, and presented in a wonderful way also. And with some love notes also on there. And every wonderful it is. And you go to the toilet to go and eat feces there. This is really when a person leaves his wife and he go looks at the street, woman, the filth and dirt, he's now going to eat feces there and drink the urine in the toilet and say, Mashallah. After drinking urine, saying, Mashallah. That this woman, so this is Nazru Sahmum min Sihami Iblis Masmum Man Tarakahu Makhafati. A person who doesn't look in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Abdaltuhu imanan. In place of that, I give him that iman. Yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should stress that yajidu, he will be wajid. He will feel the sweetness of it in his heart. So when your person does that, Allah will put the sweetness of Iman. And that Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, our Shaykh teacher, that halawat al-Iman idha dakhala fil qalb lam yakhruj minhu abada. When the sweetness of Iman enters the heart, it will never go out again. So this is the month that we can purify our eyes like that, our thoughts like that. No question of going on terrible sites on the phone. Those sites won't be even in our mind. How many people don't need a cell phone also? They don't need the battery to be charged. In their mind they are thinking of evil. And when? Before going to sleep in i'tikaf or in namaz in sajda, the worst thoughts will come. So this is a time to purify ourselves. What the occasion Allah has become. And you become from the awliya of Allah. And you become of the friends of Allah. The greatest Allah Ta'ala has given us that opportunity. Let us not let it be wasted. Try our best. Not one moment must be wasted. Magnify our amal. Do them as much as we can. And simple it is, nothing much to do. The two main things for the month of Ramadan, Roza by night and Taraweeh by day, Roza by night, Taraweeh. All the other things also, tilawat of Quran Sharif, keeping ourselves occupied. And then Allah made it more easy. Ayyamam ma'dudat. A few days which you can just count on your fingertips. All of us, we read Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. 33 we count on our fingers. Another 33 we count on our fingers. 100 we count on our fingers. 30 days of Roza, not even 33. No month will ever have 33. Just 30, few days only. Allah says, not long. Your effort, kunu ma'as sadiqeen, and the month of Ramadan, just a few days, little bit effort. And not only your life will be made, your akhirat will be made. And on the day of Qiyamah, you'll stroll around freely. Allahu Akbar. For those who keep Roza on Qiyamah day, when people are busy in Hisab Kitab, people are in the sweat of their gunas, up to their ankles, up to their knees, up to their waist, up to their shoulders, drowning in that sweat, you will be sitting in the shade of the arsh of Allah. And what food Allah's da'wat will be for those who kept roza of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you'll just see, and from there, you want to see all what's happening there, majra, who, what's a hisab, kitab, or you want to go straight into Jannah. No questions, you got your tag with you. You just move around freely. You want to go away to Jannat, go away to Jannat. You want to sit around here, sit around here. You are free on that day. This opportunity Allah has Let us not lose this opportunity. Let us not abuse this opportunity. Let us not waste our time. Allah, give me first tawfiq. We are all in need. We are all weak. By this muzakara, we all benefit. فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We all benefit. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.